This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Radio Review on the air for the week ending January 26th. These are the conversations you've been waiting for all week from News Talk experts like Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, all assembled here to sort of take apart parsing. I guess that's the word that came from the Clinton era. We're parsing the stories, giving you our thoughts on them, and you can sort of chime along. You can yell at the speaker. You can send us, if you want to, at Rich McFadden. It's R. McFadden, right? How do you do your Twitter McFadden. Handle? R. McFadden. And Joe Crummy. Joe, you can find pretty easily because most of the police in California are looking for him. Woo! He's evil. And because of his being so evil, police are after him all the time. Evil Thoughts, the podcast. On iTunes, et cetera, et cetera. Victoria Keelan.
You may parse the stories. Let me tell you something. I make love to the stories.
You make love to the stories, right?
Whatever. You said I was evil.
Okay. Yeah, here we go. All right. Number 10 on the list of stories this week, the focus on Super Bowl 52. So what I want to know from each one of you, from your particular cities, Richie's in Washington, Victoria's in New York, Joe is in Los Angeles. Tell us where the best bar in town is to watch the Super Bowl.
You're talking about in Washington, D.C. or in my
Yeah, where are you?
Well, wherever it is that you are, give us some of the, have you spotted, do you sort of, do people actually do this anymore? Do they camp out in a bar?
Yeah, we have a couple of places that we go if we want to watch. Because a lot of my friends are from out of town, so their team may not be on the television in Washington. Mm-hmm. So we've got three or four places that we'll go. Dogfish Head Brewery, microbrewery, is the main place.
Dogfish Head, wow.
Yeah.
Dogfish Head.
What a name.
Oy. Good beer.
Yeah. What's the fish head got to do with it?
The guy who owned it wanted to drop out of law school, and he and his dad were in an island in Rhode Island, and they were walking around the island, and when the father said, you know, okay, I'm accepting that you're going to drop out of law school to become a brewer, he said, Dogfish, the name
he
of the road.
He said, clutching his chest as he's having a heart attack.
Yeah, pretty much. They looked up, and the name of the street they were walking down was Dogfish Head, and he says, that'd be a pretty good name for your brewery. And
you know what island that is?
I don't know whether it's our little island we went to or not.
Block Island.
Block Island, yes. Yeah.
Yep, that's where it is. Yeah, all right, so, Victoria, where's the best place, the best bar in New York to watch the Super Bowl?
I have no idea, honestly. I don't watch sports in bars, and there aren't really any sports bars.
Oh, my God, you're in New York.
Yeah, but there's sports bars are not a thing. They're but like pubs and stuff, sure, and regular bars and cocktail lounges, but not like sports bars. There was an ESPN zone, but I think that went under.
Yeah,
and then there are a few, I guess, but they're not places that I'd go to. I don't know. Do people even go to a bar to watch the Super Bowl? I'm always at someone's house.
Absolutely.
Oh, the bars are all full.
Yeah.
Single people don't have any place to go. There's a bar here in Los Angeles. You probably know about it, Joe.
Young people who want to go out and have fun.
The Boston bar where all the people of Whitey Bulger, when he was living here in Santa Monica, used to go down with a hat and a fake beard on and sunglasses and watch all the Boston teams play. He used to love to do that on Saturdays and Sundays. And so there are I don't know. I've not seen a place that has as much of a trailer attached to it as Boston does in other cities. Like in Los Angeles, okay. So you're from Boston, big deal. But there's this whole contingent of people who are here from Boston that want to go do what we've just suggested. And if you're by yourself, maybe it's a good way to find friends, in a sense. I don't know. Are there bars in Washington, Richie, that are focused on cities or teams? Because Washington is an aggregate of all over the country.
People we have bars all over this area. All over the country, there are bars that cater to Okay, you're a Pittsburgh fan and you live in Florida.
Right.
We play Pittsburgh Steelers every Sunday on our TVs.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah,
everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere.
That's how it goes. So, Joe, what about you here in Los Angeles? You're on the other side of the hill. So are there any on that side of the hill that are good for a sports bar?
Yeah, you're absolutely the best bar. Actually, is my living room, but I think you're right, though, Doug. Now I can't tell you besides just any old sports bar in L.A. You know, I'm gonna have to default on this one. But
you're from Boston too. Did you ever go to that Boston bar? What is it, Sunny or McDonald's or something? What's the name of that bar I'm talking about in Santa Monica? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I know that what you're talking about, that there are certain bars that are for certain fans, and it's all good in L.A. I've seen that. We even had that at the Maryland Crab House, I remember, in L.A., where it was, if you were from Maryland, this is where you went. I mean, it's we do have a lot of that. Yeah, you want some crabs, this is where you go. And everybody, you go in the door, and everybody's from the East Coast. You know, they're all from Maryland.
Right, it's like, exactly. Yeah. All right, so anyway, a lot of preparation. Is this TV show the thing that LL Cool J is doing to find talent in football players? Is it for football players only? Or is it for all sports?
The MVP show?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know much about it. I thought that it was just a football player thing, because it's kind of like this is the downtime before the Super Bowl, so isn't the Pro Bowl this week? Was the Pro Bowl this weekend already? I don't even remember. But I think it's just that they capitalize on what's going on in between. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in between, you know, the end of the season and what people waiting for the Super Bowl. So there's lots of little specials like that. Lots of animal stuff, too. Now. Yeah, lots of
the kitten bowl.
The kitten bowl and then the puppy bowl and all the rescue stuff. It leads up to the Super Bowl, which is fun.
What is all that about? I don't know anything about that.
Animal adoption, and they just have the annual the kitten bowl.
So they play
and
a football game around
channels
having
program
adoption?
For halftime or counter program to the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
The Super Bowl. I don't want to watch that. So counter program.
Yeah, okay.
But it's all benefits for, you know, animal rescue and things like that, so it's really cute. If you just want to look at a screen full of puppies, who doesn't, then that's the whole show.
Charming. 13 past the hour, the Talk Radio Review with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keevan, Joe Crummy, Doug Steffen, with a focus on how to get a new job. Anybody looking for a new job here? I don't think this group. Yeah. Okay, Richie. Richie wants a new job. It's like Papa wants a brand new bag. If you want a new job and you're connected to the right job board, you'll be A-OK. Actually, all of the job boards become fodder for the folks at ZipRecruiter, because when you post your job to one of these boards, ZipRecruiter, through its amazing software, finds all of these boards and finds all the people who are looking for jobs. It's an amazing thing to understand how it works. And with just one click, you get to ZipRecruiter, and then they do all the work with the software to put you together with somebody who is just what you want, the most qualified person, most qualified candidate for the job you have in your company. So whether you're running a small company like I am, Richie's got a medium-sized company, you got a big company, people are using this and loving it. ZipRecruiter is so different. Unlike the other hiring sites, it doesn't depend on the right candidate finding you. It finds them through this amazing software. So, want to get a good quality candidate through ZipRecruiter? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use the DJV code to use ZipRecruiter free the first time to find out how it actually works. See how well it'll work for your growing business. Making a difference how big the business is. This is for all sizes, all shape, you name it. You got a job, you're going to find the right person at ZipRecruiter, and you'll do it the first time free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
When it comes to growing my business, I've got a plan. Step one, be smarter about how I spend my money. Step two, go to my local Staples for office supplies. Why? See step one.
Staples has lots of smart ways to save your business money. Right now, get a 10-ring case of Staples brand printer paper for just $24.99, a savings of $33. So stock up and save.
Another smart move? Use a cart, because paper's kind of heavy.
Staples. Shopping smart equals saving big. Valid on SKU 513096. Ends 1/27/18. Insta only.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
17 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Review with four talented talk radio people. I don't know if I put myself in that category. I suppose I should after all of these years. Victoria Keelan from the DJV show. Rich McFadden, who's been associated with all of my enterprises for longer than he can remember. Joe Crummy, great broadcaster, has an evil podcast called Evil Thoughts. And so we go through the charts, the information that comes from Talkers Magazine. Number 9 on the list, nominations for Oscars. I'm finding it very hard to get interested at all in any of this stuff anymore. Between the movies that nobody sees and listening to these people drone on about their political beliefs, forget it. It's a waste of time. So that's my...
I have not watched an awards show in 2 years, probably. And the Oscars, you're right. I mean, how many of the movies do you... Like Wonder Woman wasn't nominated for anything.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of people exactly who are so self-impressed. It is, and why we pay attention to it. And these being here in Los Angeles, Joe, you know, you can't move the Oscar weekend. You can't get around any place in Hollywood or most of that whole part of town on this side of the hill. And they're just so the sycophants. They're all about themselves. It used to be fun to watch Leonardo DiCaprio watch Lady Gaga walk up to the stage. You know, stuff like that. Was fun to watch and to hear about, but the stupid what people are wearing and these
women. I will still
stand
up for that. I still like that.
Really?
Yeah. We all like to see the fashion.
Casey Affleck. I don't want to get in the middle of that. You guys are talking about clothes.
No, go ahead. Casey Affleck said no.
He withdrew, apparently.
Or if somebody said no.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he has his own issues. I mean, normally at the Academy Awards, if you win Best Actor 1 year, the next year the tradition is you present for Best Actress. And the same thing as Versa Vice in there. Sure. And he withdrew yesterday. He won for Best Actor Manchester by the Sea last year. And so he withdrew. He doesn't want to do it because he's being accused of all kinds of...
I don't think he wants to. Stuff, nobody wants him to.
Yeah. Do we know who's hosting this year?
Harvey Weinstein is, I think.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
They're looking for ratings. If they want the ratings, and I swear to God, if they want the ratings, they're going to drag him out.
Watch people throw tomatoes at him?
Right.
I would love that, man. They'd have a 20 share right there. I would do it. And now, evil himself, here he is, Harvey Weinstein.
But how much more? This movement is going to go on and on.
Who's hosting?
Who is
who's hosting?
Jimmy Kimmel.
He does a good job, though. Didn't he do it last year?
Political.
Yeah, but it's going to be...
He might start crying.
Trump and...
It's going to be so predictable.
It is. People have become very predictable, like their shows. And they wonder why they have half the ratings. Kimmel has half the ratings of his predecessor. All these guys... There used to be 8, 9 million people, 10 million people a night watching Jay Leno and David Letterman. Now they're lucky to get 4 million a night watching them. Because they send half the audience away because they're political.
Some will say he does it to be able to grab a small share of the audience and make them loyal.
Right.
Like Saturday Night Live. Yeah. They've done the same thing.
Mm-hmm. All right, 21 after the hour. Talk Radio Review on the air.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Running three at the hour, talk radio review in progress, in process, either or both of those two things. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden. Number eight, we're going through the top 10 stories from the charts prepared by Talkers Magazine this week. We do it every week at this time through the balance the entire year. North Korea and South Korea and Lester Holt going over there and getting bamboozled.
Do you know what actually happened?
Give me the rundown. I haven't heard this.
He went over, they supposedly do a story on all of the people that are going to the Olympics, and they set him up with some phony ski resort or some phony ski lodge, some ski training center, I don't know, but it turned out that he was completely flummoxed and completely, they made a fool of him.
In North Korea.
Yeah.
I like him, but that's too bad.
Yeah, he is good. He's the guys that are doing the news.
He seems pretty straightforward. He seems to be the one that has the most credibility.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
All right, speaking of credibility, number seven is Mike Pence being in the Middle East. Who even cares about this guy? Honestly, really and truly.
Why?
Because he's such... Well, but I don't want to, make my political statement.
All right, number six.
Okay,
that's the funniest thing you've said lately. Like,
number six.
Let's just move to number one. Come on, go to Trump. You know you want it. Let's go to evil Trump. Come on.
Nah. All right, let's do... Yeah, speaking of evil, number six is the story of this boob, this doctor who molested or did something to, 155 girls in the Olympics. Speaking
I'm
of the Olympics, sentenced to life forever. But there is controversy about the judge and the way she handed the sentence down. I've just sentenced you to the rest of your life in prison.
But I just signed your death warrant.
Death warrant. I like that. What's wrong with that?
I don't believe the judges should inveigle themselves. They just hand down the sentence. Okay, here you get 175 years. Next case.
She was showboating.
You shouldn't have no opinion. That's
right.
Yeah,
she was showboating. But he deserved to get what he got.
He does. It's an easy thing to defend her because even if she was showboating, you still get to go, well, it doesn't really matter because he's such a terrible person. But, yeah, if it was any not other case, that, more on
I'm
the fence, I don't know.
I'm surprised they didn't just shoot him right in the courtroom. You know,
if you were in North Korea,
imagine you put 3 year old
from President Winfrey. I have the right to shoot you right now. So you're
well,
man walking.
The secondary story here is not so much. Remember, he was the University of Michigan State. I keep saying University of Michigan. It's not. It's Michigan State. And the president of Michigan State knew what was going on, much the same as what was going on at Penn State a couple of years ago, and she didn't do anything about it. So she's been asked by the Board of Trustees to leave, i.e., you're fired.
The president was a female of Michigan State, and she didn't do anything about it.
She didn't do a thing about it. Huh. And now, but they got rid of her, giving her her full salary, all the perks that she had, so she doesn't have to do anything, collect $750,000 a year.
Unreal.
How about that?
Wow.
That's
I think you're going to start to see, like with Penn State, you will see an alumni backlash. There will be will be trustees who are pulling their donations, for sure.
Yeah. Right. As well
because
they
that's
have
just,
to
that's an outrage.
And then much like Penn State, they will go 7 years and then everything will be fine again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unfortunately, people have memories.
Well, I mean, they cleaned house, so. Okay, once you clean house.
Penn State, they cleaned house? Yeah.
Yeah.
They did. Well, they had to. They had no credibility,
right? Right, exactly.
Yeah, you know, and so, and fortunately for Joe Paterno, he died because otherwise he would have been embarrassed because he knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And
helped cover it up.
Right. Exactly. Well, that's what they did at Michigan State. Why don't these people learn from the actions? You think you're living in a bubble there, for God's sakes?
And why are we covering up pedophiles?
Right.
This is not like, a student-athlete got drunk and, you know, this is, you're covering up a pedophile. Like, I don't,
check
that blows
with the Catholic
my mind.
Church on that. Yeah. They'll give you the playbook on how to do that. 28 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
In today's automotive news of the North American International Auto Show, Kia show off their new Forte. Inspired by the Stinger, this third generation gets almost 4 inches longer and will get 35 miles a gallon out of a 2-litre four-cylinder engine. Hyundai pulled off the surprise of the 2018 Detroit Auto Show, introducing the first ever American member of the N Performance line, the most powerful Veloster ever. A turbocharged 275 horsepower with a 2-litre four-cylinder engine sends power to the front wheels via a 6-speed manual transmission. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. GEICO will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, send Yeti on over. GEICO is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When you own your own restaurant, you have to do it all. Say your chef's out sick, you have to cook. If your busboy's a no-show, you have to clear tables. I even print my own dinner specials every day. You know, in all my spare time.
Right now at Staples, get up to $80 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small businesses succeed.
Thanks to Staples, now I have time to scrub my stock pots. So glamorous.
Staples. Saving money equals saving sanity. End 1/27/18. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
After the hour now, happy to be with you for this, the last full weekend. Actually, it is the last weekend of January, period. Richie always loves it when I go through this. It's the end of January already. Look at the time.
I always tell you, the older you get, the faster it goes.
Thank you very much, Rich. I'll remember that.
Tick-tock.
I'm a little older than you. Tick-tock. Rich McFadden, Victoria Keevan, Joe Crummy here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gone through to number five, the shooting at the school in Kentucky. Do you know that already this year there have been 11 shootings on school campuses? So far this school year, there have been 50 shootings. And some of you never even hear about because they become so commonplace. This is,
or nobody got hurt? Is that what
a
it
national?
Is?
No. Somebody's always getting
here about it.
The shooting. Somebody getting injured or whatever it is. So as we look at our country supposedly is a productive country, the leader of the world in so many different things. We're becoming the leader in the world in this kind of stuff. How do we manage that? How do you, it becomes that usual back and forth politically, those who are the gun nuts and those who don't, we've got to take guns away, we got to do this. That doesn't solve this problem.
And then there are those who say mental health.
But we okay, a lot of talk and nobody's doing it. This has been going on for years. I've been talking about this on the radio for 35 years. It goes back to even when was Columbine in the 1980s, right?
No, 90s.
So everybody stands around and mumbles and fumbles about it, but nobody does anything about it. So why do we even talk about it?
Well, but it's kind of like cancer. Let's look at cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather figure out what causes cancer and cure that, or just take drugs and try and fix it after you have it? And that's the way I look at gun violence. Why are these kids taking guns to school in the first place? What is getting them to the point that they feel so worthless in life that they feel that they have to go shoot up a school and do that? Why and how do we identify that in a kid before they get there, both as a parent and as a school system? If you have a kid that's at the point where you're a Columbine, how do you not recognize that there's something going on and I need to intervene? And they're starting to look at this. I mean, people are looking at Facebook posts and going, okay, there's something wrong here. Let's intervene.
So intervention.
That's a good thing, but yeah, intervention, I think. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think the only way that this is ever going to stop is if every school looks just like a typical New York City public school. It looks like an airport. You walk through the metal detectors, you put your stuff in the little thing.
I don't want to live in that world.
But that's the reality. You don't have school shootings in New York City.
I don't want to live in reality. I want to live in my little dream world.
Well, unfortunately, though, do you want your
crazy people?
But do you want your kids to not be safe? Because if they, you know, that's really where we're headed. You don't see these mass school shootings in New York City because everybody's got a metal detector and a security guard at the front door.
Yeah, you know, my son just turned 18, and I didn't pay much attention to the story this week, but I was reading about it. The two that were killed at 15 years old, I think the shooter was 15, too, as well. And to me, as a dad, I look at it, it's just horrifying. They're 15-year-old kids. I mean, I see these kids every day. They're kids, for God's sake. We forget that. These are kids. And I want to double back to what you guys had just said a minute ago about the being in touch with your kid. I think it's, if you got a good relationship with your kid, I think it's more than likely you'll pick up on this stuff. And I think Rich, you were talking about it, about just the relationship with the kid. I think that's where it's going to be. Because Victoria's right. I mean, we've got schools on, there's one on Lancashire Boulevard here in Hollywood. We call it Central Lockup. That's what we call it because it looks like it. That's a school. And there's always a couple of cop cars out in front, too. It's like, wow, that's school?
Well, every one of our schools has...
you have cop cars out in front of your schools? That's what we do.
Well, there's a security officer. There's a policeman in all of our schools.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
all
yeah.
the time.
There's a couple
every
of cop squad cars out in front of North Hollywood High
that's
School.
That's what my brother does in Washington, D.C. He's assigned to all of the schools in the ghetto area of Washington, D.C. But, I mean, down there, they've needed it for years.
And that's right. and having a cop, that's fine. But unless you have metal detectors that kids have to go through so they can't sneak guns into school and knives and stuff like that. New York City, that you see on the local news all the time, some little boy found his someone's gun and brought it to school thinking, you know, for show and tell or whatever. That happens all the time, but they catch it right at the door.
Well, there's once again, the parent is a moron.
This is probably not the parent's gun. This is probably an older brother who's in a gang. This is, you know, these are like inner city, like the worst parts of New York City. But my point is, even there, it stopped at the door. And you don't have, I'm looking at a list on Wikipedia for all of the 2000s. There isn't a single school shooting in New York City. And it's because of the, it looks like an airport.
Let's go. Everybody get on lockdown.
It's not lockdown, but if I'm sending my kid to school, I want to know that he or she has gone through a metal detector just like everybody else. And then you don't have to worry about it.
I don't want to live in that world either.
No one else is willing to take the guns away, so you have to work around it.
So how come
and if you're a parent, then what are your other
private
options?
Private schools. Why do they?
Because you're paying $18,000 to send your kid there, and the parents are on it. That's why. The mommies are there. Everybody's there.
So that's what I'm going to do, make sure my children and my grandchild go.
But right. People who can't afford that, Doug. Private kindergarten in all the private schools in New York City for kindergarten are $42,000 for the year.
Nuts.
So if you can't afford that.
I think you're,
you got to go through the metal detector.
Not much.
No. My friend works for a private school. It's at her kindergarten. At the town school, which it's all regulated, all the private schools are the same. Yeah. It's $42,000 for 2018. So
that's amazing. I thought 30 was too much. We were at 30 a couple.
All of it
ago.
Is too much.
It is too much.
$30,000 for kindergarten.
But it is what it is. So
well,
you know.
it's that way. Partly people do pay Victoria because the thing is, you can get your kid in early, and people think they're smart and they'll wait until the second and third year, then you can't get in. See, that's the game you play.
I get all that, but the point is, it's not about private school versus public. It's if you can't afford $40,000. For kindergarten, your kid's supposed to just be shot.
Here's
another ridiculous.
Here's the wrinkle on this. Parents are more and more having less and less responsibility for their children, no matter what income strata they are in. Children have become, because of mothers and fathers both working, have become an encumbrance, have become a nuisance, have become a cast-off. You see that? My son is a drug and alcohol rehab counselor, and we were talking about this last night, as a matter of fact. He's got to go to Dallas with one of his clients in the next week or so because the parents don't trust him to be okay on his own, he's going to some extravaganza with a bunch of his friends that are in Texas. They've invited him. He said he'd go, but the parents don't trust him not to do drugs, so they're sending Brendan along with him to make sure that he behaves himself. But why doesn't the father go? Or why doesn't the mother go? Or they have to send Brendan to go. What's the matter?
I'm not telling your kid, if I can't trust you to not do drugs, you're not going on an extravaganza.
Buffy, my God, Skip is going to Dallas for a party. Let's hire someone to go with him and make sure he behaves.
He needs a chaperone.
How old is his kid? Brendan's kids are all between 14 and 18, so somewhere in there.
Yeah, so then you tell your kids, you don't get to go on spring break because you're doing drugs. Yeah. No, sorry. Yeah. Parents don't say no. But see, the problem
is... That's the point. That's what I'm saying.
And I agree with you on that.
They don't say no.
I agree with you. But on a practical level, going back to school shootings, though, you know that there are parents like that. You know that you cannot change those parents. So you've got to protect your own child. And the only way to do that is, unfortunately, I think we are going to end up seeing... The same type of airport security in all schools. It's the only way to guarantee your kid's safety.
Lousy country.
Doesn't guarantee anything.
No. Rich, really look at the statistics.
It is what it is.
I'm not happy about it.
There's a kid will wait outside.
Put the TSA in charge of school protection. That's really, there's an idea. 43 past the hour. Let's talk about your health for a moment. There isn't anybody who doesn't understand health, their own well-being, that doesn't know that you need omega-3s in your diet, in your body. What form do you take? Eating fish is the best way. Any doctor will tell you that. But if you're not eating fish every day and you still need the fish oil, then what do you do? And by the way, now that there's krill oil on the market, this is one of the fabulous things that's been discovered the last couple of years, how krill oil helps your joints, makes support of the bursa that protects your joints very easy. So you have these two things together in this new product, reasonably new product, called Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. Been around for about a year. Folks at Purity Products are still kind of getting it out into the public sector. And because a lot of people are taking it and loving it, they rely on that word of mouth. But also, they've made it easy for you to take the pill, which is a combo of fish oil and krill oil, by calling 800-355-1493. You can order a one-month supply, a bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus, free. It comes to you with, you'll pay for the shipping, so it'll get to you after you pay for the shipping, but the bottle itself will not cost you a penny. 800-355-1493. So you can feel how the fish oil helps your heart and your circulatory system, getting all the blood to your brain, to your muscles, all over your body. And that's together with the krill oil, so your joints are going to feel better as well. Put it together, and what do you have? A great product from Purity. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. CoQ10 is for energy. Put it in your, is it medicine chest? Is that where you keep these things? Maybe in the kitchen, wherever you keep it. Get a bottle now. Free. 800-355-1493.
Could your company use a little marketing help? Is it a challenge keeping your social media up to date? Or is it time to launch that new ad campaign? Maybe your promotional materials need a facelift. Relax. Help is on the way. Just go to promarketingsupport.com. Our U.S.-based marketing experts are ready to serve as an extension of your own team. Whether it's customer newsletters, advertising, sales collateral, the latest digital marketing strategies, the pros have done it all. If you need to outsource a single project or an entire marketing function, promarketingsupport.com frees you up to get back to business. Check it out. Just go to promarketingsupport.com to get a no-obligation quote for your next project. That's promarketingsupport.com.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
47 after the hour. Now, let's look at the Trump exercises this week. He's at Davos talking about how America First isn't just America by itself. Then there is the Mueller. Did he try to fire him? He says that's fake news. And so Sean Hannity has been all over that. A lot of people are talking about Hannity. He's actually done himself a lot of good as far as exposure is concerned on Trump's side. The DACA status and our immigration policy is one of the things. There appears to be some movement there. So what do we think? I think that's the most objective story of the week. What do we think about this, Victoria, the change in policy that has to have been negotiated by both sides, right?
Well, yeah, they apparently, well, the White House is claiming that this is a huge compromise and both sides are happy. Of course, the left is not happy with the funding of the wall and all that still. But essentially, the plan, if it goes forward, will provide a path to citizenship for 1.8 million young undocumented American or immigrants who, of course, would be considered under the DACA. They're the dreamers. And so that's, you know, I think it's one of those things where something had to be done. You can't just ship them to a place of their parents' origins because they've never been there. The only country they've known is the United States. They don't speak the language of wherever their parents came from.
Trump annoys me. This is where he's brilliant. The way he handled this whole shutdown and just basically threw Schumer to the curb and said, whatever, I'll sit here and watch this government shut down for a month if you want to. I don't care. And the way he handled the DACA and the wall funding, I mean, it's the art of the deal.
Think about it as a taxpayer. $25 billion to fix a problem that never would have happened had we really had a handle on it from the beginning.
True.
This is
That's
a perfect example of government sitting on its hands, doing nothing about a problem that wasn't so bad. Even when Ronald Reagan was president, people keep talking about, oh, when Reagan was president, he fixed it. He didn't fix it at all. Nobody has fixed it.
He just kicked the ball down the curve a little more.
Yep. Yeah.
10 minutes before the hour here, Talk Radio Review.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you?
With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Today, all day, I had the feeling a miracle would happen. I know now.
Should we sing along with this or not?
Please do not.
Tonight.
Here you are.
Okay. So, Chucker is here, our movie man. It's movie time, movie moments. And Chuck has become obsessed with the latest rumors on West Side Story, which apparently are not rumors anymore, Chucker, right?
No, yesterday, Steven, right after I got off the air, announcing the possibility of Spielberg doing a remake of West Side Story, there was a casting call put out by Spielberg, who is going to direct a remake of West Side Story, which I think is really cool. I like the idea.
So what else did you hear yesterday beside the story that he's done a casting call? Is the story going to be contemporary using the same...
Nobody knows. That has not been answered. There's really little about the project other than Spielberg will direct it. You know what's interesting? A lot of people don't know this. Maybe you don't know that. These two stars of the movie in original West Side Story 1961, Richard Beamer, who played Tony, I thought he did an awesome job, and Natalie Wood, who played Maria. No, they just sang a clip, which is really good, but they didn't actually sing because both their voices were actually dubbed in all the singing parts of that movie.
Yeah,
so, Chuck,
it did that a lot then.
In the world of remakes that we live in nowadays, where there's no original movies, how is it that this movie lasted so long without being remade, as popular as it was?
Because it's politically incorrect. The story.
I don't know the answer to that question. I know there was a director in the 80s who did a loose remake of it. I don't remember the title of the film. It was not called West Side Story. It wasn't very good, but. West Side Story is my all-time favorite musical. I do really like it a lot.
So what would happen if the people who did La La Land and The Greatest American Showman, those are the people doing musicals now, did it in that style?
That'd be pretty cool, too. I thought the writers of La La Land who did the music, I think, are very talented. I'm not a huge fan of La La Land. I like it and love it, but I like the songs a lot in it. And I love the songs in The Greatest Showman. I thought they did a great job in terms of writing. I'll tell you another footnote real quick I found interesting about the original West Side Story. Originally, they looked at several actors to play the role of Tony. One was actually Anthony Perkins, who was Norman Bates in Psycho. He did a lot of Broadway. He could sing, and they were seriously interested in him. I don't think that would have worked. Was seriously interested in Warren Beatty, who I think was like 25 years old at the time. And then they seriously considered Elvis Presley, but Elvis's manager told Elvis, don't get associated with that movie because you'll be associated with gang violence. And he took a pass on it, later regretted it, and then his next film had to do with gang violence.
Right, yeah, under the circumstances. All right, Chuck is going to give us an overview of what's going on this weekend in the movies after this.
Livestrong.com has just released its 2018 Wellness Trends Guide. Editor-in-Chief Jess Barron shares some highlights.
Meal delivery services are hot right now because cooking at home means controlling your diet. Home Chef is the largest private meal delivery kit company, and they make healthy eating easy by delivering fresh, pre-measured ingredients right to your door.
Collagen supplements also made this year's list.
One way to promote joint and connective tissue health is by taking a collagen supplement. Our pick is BioCell Collagen, a patented ingredient that is clinically tested. As an added benefit, it can help keep your skin looking younger.
Barron says probiotics made the 2018 list because supporting the beneficial bacteria in your body is one of the most powerful things you can do for your well-being.
We've called out Florigen probiotics this year because they are refrigerated for guaranteed potency, and they sell for nearly half the price of leading competitors.
For more, go to livestrong.com.
All right, Chucker, what do we have to look forward to at the movies this weekend?
You're not going to want to see this film. Maze Runner, The Death Curse, which is a genre movie, I think it's part three.
Yeah, and I saw the really, it started playing here a couple of weeks ago. It looks awful. Completely wasted time.
Did you see Hostiles with Christian Bale? That goes wide this weekend. It expands from a few hundred screens to 2,800.
Yeah. It's a little violent, but there's a good story to it.
That's pretty much all that opens up. Jumanji's been number one for four straight weeks. Actually, Universal released, announced, which is no surprise, they're going to have a sequel to Jumanji in theaters Christmas 2019. That film's done $300 million almost here in the States, worldwide over $750 million. So no secret that they're going to do a sequel. Talking about movies, Black Panther, Marvel's newest superhero movie, which opens mid-March, tracking at around $125 million opening weekend, which means, Doug, there is absolutely no end in sight for the popularity of these superhero movies.
Check out Chuck and Victoria's weekly podcast, City Slickers with Chuck and Victoria, on iTunes and Google Play. 59 past the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.